Good Thursday morning. Good to be back with you. We're going to talk more about this a little bit later on, but I want to just mention this at the top of the show, a couple of interesting developments. Yesterday, we talked with you about the fact that in the farm bill, remember, farm bill, I think as the guys were referring to it, it's supposed to refer to agriculture. By the way, the price tag for this farm bill, $867 billion. By the way, Charles Grassley referred to this as an unending spigot of subsidies to wealthy farmers. These people just don't stop, do they? Yesterday, we told you about Thomas Massie's effort, unfortunately, fruitless effort, to try to get a provision removed from this particular bill that would basically remove Congress from the equation on the War Powers Act. This is just mind-boggling. And by the way, they did find five Democrats to vote along with Republicans, and it passed. You should know that. And every single one of the criminals who voted for this piece of legislation, they should not be reelected to Congress. I know we just had an election, but it is absolutely appalling and irresponsible for them to have done this, and for Paul Ryan to have spearheaded this on his way out the door. Guy needs a good swift kick on the way out. And no, I don't mean that literally. Lest anybody think I'm advocating violence. I am not. But this is reprehensible. By the way, interestingly enough, the Senate is going to vote on the issue of ending U.S. military support for the Saudis for their involvement in Yemen. We seem to have not learned our lesson, do we? Now, I hope this means there's the possibility that we'll basically pull the plug on this. I think I've made it very clear where I'm coming from on this. We need to get out of the intervention business. We need to stop meddling in the affairs of other countries, period. And we need to stop helping other countries interfere in the affairs of other countries. Mind our own freaking business. Like the fact that we are approaching a $22 trillion debt. $22 trillion. Does anybody care anymore? $867 billion farm bill. That alone ought to be a clear indication something's seriously wrong. By the way, before I forget, I should try to pull this up now and share this with you because I was particularly encouraged and not surprised by the statement from one of our good friends right here in the upstate, who has taken a bold and courageous position. And I'm sure there was all kinds of efforts from the leadership, and I use that word very loosely, to get him to vote otherwise. And here it is. I just want to go ahead and share this because I don't want to forget this later on. At a time when the national unemployment rate is at a 50-year low, historic tax cuts are in place, and there are more job openings than job seekers, it's inexcusable to not address broken and costly welfare programs in our country. Unfortunately, Congress abandoned this task and expanded the welfare state in the Farm Bill, in the conference report that was passed out of the House. While the legislation is called the Farm Bill, I want you to listen to this. This is nauseating. 80% of the spending in the bill deals with welfare spending instead of agriculture. 80%. He goes on, I would have liked to consider a farm bill focused on just that. Farms and farmers. Boy, there's a novel idea. These people were so dishonest. but didn't have that option today and had to oppose the bill. In June, I supported the House version of the Farm Bill since it contained critical food stamp reforms, welfare reforms, and work requirements that help people get off of government programs and into the workforce. The final conference report abandoned many of these key provisions. Surprise, surprise. Ultimately, the conference report is a missed opportunity and an irresponsible government welfare expansion I could not support. Amen, Congressman Jeff Duncan. Thank you. This is why I love this guy. He's courageous. He's willing to stand alone if necessary to put a stop to this nonsense. See, I don't give a crap what the leadership says and how important this is and that is. So this is worse than we thought. It's not just the fact that you strip Congress of authority it needs to hold the president accountable, no matter which president it is. Here's Jeff Duncan saying this isn't a farm bill. This is a welfare bill. Have you figured out yet that the swamp is not getting drained? Have you figured that out? And by the way, who do you think is going to sign this? President Trump. He's going to sign this piece of garbage. It's garbage. You want to drain the swamp, you don't sign this garbage. But the problem is, the argument now would be, well, we're going to get something worse because the Democrats are going to be in charge now. How many pieces of conservative legislation have been offered over the last 2 years altogether? I mean, just offered. This whole thing is, it's a scam. It really is. And the more I see this, the more I'm just disgusted. Here's what Kendall posted on social media as well. GOP passed $867 billion in farm aid. And you know that's not what this is. When Democrats do it, it's socialism. When the GOP does it, it's patriotism. Hashtag uniparty. Hashtag party of hypocrites. Hashtag hey, paid for that. That is a post from Kendall, who we ought to have on this program sometime in the near future. Are you getting my drift here? Nothing's changed. Nothing fundamental has changed. All we have is a president who has made promises to drain the swamp, which I told you he cannot do. He cannot drain what you keep voting to put back into office. It's that simple. Coming up, we'll talk about Hillary Clinton. Stay with us. Wow, we've got some great items here on the text line to start things off. We have this, $867 billion on the farm bill, and you can't even get $5 billion for the wall. Sigh. I am done with politics, Vince. You are so insightful. Think about this. A mere $5 billion to secure our border. And they can't come up with that. But I guarantee you, I can find all kinds of garbage and subsidies for rich farming companies. And I think it's important to emphasize farming companies. These are not regular everyday farmers that are going to be helped by this legislation. I guarantee you that. Can't find $5 billion for border security and the wall. You're right on it. You are right on it. Another texter, the vote on Yemen is non-binding. It's moral posturing by the Senate. Nothing more. Lockheed, Boeing, they will keep on selling. Shame on them. And you probably get this just right. This is about business. We don't give a crap about people in Yemen. Have you heard? And honestly, I plead guilty here because I need to spend more time on this, on what's going on in Yemen. There are really hundreds of thousands of people right on the brink of starvation. Anybody care? Of course not. as long as the money keeps flowing. And I'm talking about members of Congress. I'm talking about the President of the United States. Nobody cares as long as the money keeps flowing. What else do we have here? This texter says, shut the hell up. That goofball Ted Cruz would not stop any of this stuff, you darn fool. Why do you have to bring Ted Cruz? What does that have to do with anything? Ted Cruz is not the man who made the promise he was going to drain the swamp. Talk about the guy who's there. This is one of the things I've expressed concern about at the beginning. Don't make promises that you cannot keep. There's no way one person can do that job. This is one of my frustrations. And a number of people have done this. You build impossible expectations. And what's going to end up happening down the road, you will build a great deal of disillusionment of people who will just completely give up because they will conclude this is hopeless. That's what's going to happen. The sad thing is it may not affect him so much. It's going to affect the people after him. So I think it's always best to underpromise and overdeliver than vice versa. That's my perspective anyway. Another texter saying the Farm Bill also changed the status of hemp to agricultural status. Subsidies to follow. Thanks, Mitch McConnell. All the while, he won't allow H.R. 38 out of committee. Vince, I'm with you. I'm completely disillusioned with the whole darn system. Another texter saying Trump promised a year ago he wouldn't sign another stopgap funding bill to keep the government running. What's the over-under odds he breaks his word? Another person, hopefully he doesn't mean this literally, nuke DC, start over. Do you think this would be a better T-shirt or bumper sticker? Maybe both. That's a great way to make some money, right? Inability to drain the swamp is because of lack of support for the president by our Congress, especially his own party. If someone calls themselves a conservative and they don't support our president, they are a liar. I don't care who the president is. They are a liar. See, this is a nonsense text. It really is. How can you get... You're equating not draining the swamp with not supporting the president. That's nonsense. How is he going to drain what you've elected? That's what's crazy about this. You just can't do that. Anyway, and now the president has become the definition of conservatism. Come on, really? Vince, they can't find $5 billion. I was just wondering, how much money was it they sent under the cover of darkness to a terrorist nation for God knows what reason? Yeah, it's no telling. Also, this is a great text here. No one votes for people that underpromise. That is so true. Seriously. That's what this is all about. You've got to vote for somebody who makes grandiose promises. Oh, that sounds really good. This is why on the left, what's everybody talking about? And I'm so sick of hearing this. How many times have you heard this just in the last few months? Medicare for all. I have a dear friend. Love this guy. Known him ever since high school. And he's got a bunch of chronic conditions. I feel bad for him. Really bad for him. He posted something, and I may share this if I remember it later, posting something about his healthcare costs, and it was a lot of it was in all caps. He was just saying, we've got to have Medicare for all. And I'm like, man, I understand where you're coming from. I understand what you're going through. But this is not the solution. Medicare for all is not the solution. But again, what do? You overpromise. Because it really sounds good. Everybody will have coverage. Won't that just be wonderful? Robert, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. I love your take on this, that this is who we keep voting for. I'm a successful entrepreneur and business person. I support the president, not because I think he's perfect or a thoroughbred conservative. I think there are people like, in my opinion, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who for me probably check more conservative boxes than does President Trump. But I support him because I feel like the United States federal government, in essence, is the largest business on the planet. And I've kind of thought for a long time that it needed someone with a business attitude to run it, or at least be in the executive branch and attempt to make changes. But I will tell you, I am very disheartened after this last midterm election. And I know tradition says that the party that controls the executive branch loses that midterm. But when I hear drain the swamp, I hear a president who means it, but he's also using it as a marketing slogan to continue to propel what he sees as a movement. And that is what it will take to really drain the swamp. You need a president at the helm who's willing to drain it. But you also need the citizenry to vote accordingly for new blood.
Yes.
To go to Washington, D.C. to help that president, because he's not a dictator or a king. He is an electorally elected president. So I'm not defending the president. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm saying I believe, and I could be wrong, and you might disagree, but I believe if you gave him the legal instruments as the executive to actually drain the swamp, he would do it in a New York minute.
Right. It's altogether possible. Robert, we'll talk more about this coming up. Get your thoughts also on what's happening with the Hillary Clinton investigation. It may. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to Rock Hill and Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Vince. I'm just thinking a way to pay off that wall. Why don't we make all roads going in and out of the United States toll roads? you charge them $5 to go in and $100 to come back.
Oh, now there is a clever idea. Man, you'll pay for that in no time. I appreciate your call there, Robert. That is pretty clever. It is quite clever. We'll get back to this subject of the border wall and also some of your comments about draining the swamp and a lot of people who, let's see here. What is this? You saw my text about the president needing congressional support is nonsense. And a caller says the same thing. You agree with him? Wow, you just lost a listener. Really? Come on. You people should never call anybody else a snowflake. I mean, seriously. By the way, have a really fun post I got from a doctor friend of mine this morning. We'll share that with you because I think it's quite amusing based on what's going on in our society. Let's come back to this a little bit later on, but I want to tell you about something that's happening closer to home that is certainly of interest, and this is not a big surprise. The Post and Courier reporting the Panthers are planning to build a team headquarters and practice facility in York County. I wonder why they would do that across the state line. Any case, this will give the upstate a bigger role in the region's only pro football franchise. So the idea here is to provide for all kinds of development as well. Hotels, restaurants, stores, residences. This could be quite a project. So I decided to bring Chris McClain back to talk about this from his show Mac Attack. Thanks a lot for coming on the broadcast. And this is not that much of a surprise, is it?
No, there's been talk about this, you know, area, that area in particular for a while now. So it's not a surprise. Matter of fact, Mick Mixon, who I love, kind of let the cat out of the bag at a meeting down there, like a, you know, tourism or commerce meeting or something down there, when he kind of spilled the beans a little. So this is not surprising at all. I'm telling you, that facility, like, they're basing it off what they saw in Dallas. Apparently, they took a tour at the Dallas practice facility earlier this week. The Cowboys, you know, say what you want about what you think about their football team and Jerry Jones, but the man is a heck of a businessman, and they did it right down there with all the shops, all the restaurants, and then you draw people in to what they have going on at the practice facility as well. So, and the most important thing from a competitive standpoint, it's going to be an indoor practice facility, which we have not had for 20-plus years, and it's a big, and David Tepper called it what it was at his introductory press conference in Charlotte. He said it's a competitive disadvantage, and it's got to end. And it's great to see an owner that recognizes that, because for years they have to go into the convention center in a ballroom or something. You know what I mean? Or we can't practice because today it's bad weather outside.
Right.
And it is a competitive disadvantage. So on the field it'll help. And I think it'll be a cool little joint off the field as well. And I know David Tepper's really about the notion of the two states. You know, the two states, one team thing. He seems to have really picked up on that. This will, like you said, make everybody down there in South Carolina feel like they're more a part of things as well. And as long as you don't take a stadium out of Charlotte and put it across state lines, I think I'll be all right with it. If it's just a practice, then you might have a little issue there. But yeah, the practice facility, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. One of the things that they're looking at right now, one location under serious consideration, ironically, the former Knights Stadium. Yeah. And Charlotte Hornets practice facility off I-77 Fort Mill, 15 miles south of the Panther Stadium, downtown Charlotte. Talk also of extending a light rail line from Charlotte into York County as part of this project. This could be absolutely huge. And then the question becomes, M-O-N-E-Y. What are you hearing about that?
That's a good question. I will say this, and I don't know much about that. All I know is, hey, you're building that in South Carolina, Palmetto State. Folks, good luck with that. Good luck with that money. But in all seriousness, I will say this. I mean, it's a reasonable question. The man that they just hired yesterday, the guy they just hired from the Steelers, who David Tepper knows from his time there as minority owner, as the developmental VP of development, he was instrumental in working with the local government in Pittsburgh to get some funds in order to renovate Heinz Field, to improve Heinz Field. So the timing of this, it does not seem like it's going to be coincidental, right? That you bring this guy in, VP of development, this is your new big project, and this guy's got a history of working, you know, to get taxpayer money. So it seems like it would probably be a part of it. I don't know anything specific about it. I just really like the concept. When the details come out on that, though, you know, it puts a different slant on it. It makes the conversation a little different, you know?
Have we heard anything about timetable?
Well, David Tepper said in an interview in Pittsburgh back when the losing streak started, for God's sakes. It was that night. We've never been the same since that night.
But you have to bring that back up.
I know. I can't, because I can't keep my mind off that. All this fun stuff about practice facilities, it still comes back to that. But David Tepper said that night before the game that there's a very good chance the team will be practicing indoors, have an indoor practice facility by late summer 2019.
Are you serious?
That seems to me, if you're going to build all this other stuff, I don't know if, like, do you get the practice facility up and running first and all this other construction's
going
on?
Build it around it.
Right? Like, that would probably be the way it would go. He did mention that as a time frame, though. You know, at least for the practice facility portion of it.
All right. Let's go back. Since you brought it up and the losing streak, what's ahead here in this next game, anticipation? You know, what's the mood right now?
Well, I heard about a great idea the Panthers are going to go with, and it ties into what you're talking about here with the wall. The Panthers, David Tepper wants to build a wall on the goal line so that the other team cannot score. He figures this is the only way. It's the only way to stop the opposition from scoring. That's all I got. Vince, all I got is to laugh at this crap, man. I'll tell you this. The Panthers have a chance. This is all I got.
This is
stupid,
so
cheesy joke. If the Panthers have a chance, if you are into numbers, Football Outsiders is one of kind of the advanced stats websites that geeks like me are into with football. They give them a 13% chance of making the playoffs. That actually is up from 5% on Monday. When Seattle beat Minnesota, we really got cooking with 13% chance. Here's the problem. Like, the other teams around them also don't appear to want the final wild card spot. Like, Minnesota's losing right and left. The Eagles, the Redskins are losing a quarterback every week. The problem is the Saints being on our schedule two of our final three games. Like, that's where it's hard for me to muster up a lot of optimism. They've got to beat New Orleans one time. New Orleans has struggled the last two games on offense, but then again, it's like our defense. Is that going to be the medicine they need to get better? It's just that's the one obstacle. Our strength of schedule is literally considered the tops, the toughest in the league over the last 3 weeks, and that's the biggest obstacle. That and the fact that we haven't won a game in 5 weeks, but it's like if the Saints,
there it goes again.
If the Saints weren't on this schedule twice, if they're on there only once, I could give you a little bit of enthusiasm because the other teams around us have absolutely fallen apart as well. You know, so that's the best I can do for you. The other teams are not wanting the sixth spot also.
You're never coming back on this program again. I'm just kidding.
Ah, oh, man, hey. I'm telling you, tip your waitresses. I'll be here all night with this humor.
I'll tell you what. I'm a realist, so I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm there with you.
It's so daunting. I'm usually one of the head Panther cheerleaders at WFNZ, but this double dose of the Saints is really killing me. It is.
I hear you. I hear you. Please surprise us, Panthers.
Please.
Surprise us. Stay with us. We'll be back. Back in the broadcast, want to get your thoughts, especially those of you in South Carolina. What do you think about the idea of some type of government subsidies to develop this practice field complex in the upstate? What do you think? Are you okay with your tax dollars being used in that way to subsidize what amounts to the business of a billionaire? John in Fort Mill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I wanted to talk about when Trump met with Schumer and Pelosi, about the wall. Yeah, what I can't understand is that Schumer, who actually is Jewish, he always said he's all for the wall around Israel that stops invaders, but now he doesn't want a wall to stop invaders coming into our country.
Because they're not invaders, they're potential Democrat voters, John. Remember that.
Yes, well, yes, that's. I knew the answer. I just, ironic.
Yeah. I do appreciate your call there, John. You've pointed out the hypocrisy here. It's pretty clear. These people are really very dishonest, aren't they?
Right, sure are.
Very dishonest. Do call again. It is pretty sad. There's no logic behind this at all. Well, there is logic, but it's just colored by money. Also on the text line, Vince, the tree of liberty must be renewed from time to time in the blood of patriots and tyrants. I'm just saying. All right, Tony. About Trump, he can't drain it without congressional support. And you call yourself a conservative. I think somebody has missed my point here. I've been making that point. Isn't that what I've been saying for the longest time? This guy can't do this alone. And if you do not elect conservative people, you don't have any hope of fixing this stuff. You really don't. By the way, what's his face? The new Speaker of the House, not Speaker, but the new Minority Leader. McCarthy, whatever his name is, talking about how he thinks he has the votes to get $5 billion. We'll see. Maybe he will. Another person said, just let the DOJ buy $5 billion worth of ammo, wink, wink, and build the wall. So we're talking about misappropriation of funds, aren't we, Texter? Hey, it wouldn't be the first time for the government, would it? Soon President Trump will be impeached and convicted for jaywalking. The never-Trumpers will rejoice in the streets while the march toward communism continues. I got news for you. The march toward communism has not stopped when Donald Trump came into office. Come on, people, wake up. Nothing fundamentally has changed with our country and our system. We are still taking that slow slide towards socialism. On the road to communism. Hasn't stopped. And this next texter has it right on the money. Bread and circuses. Yep. On the Panthers. The idea of putting the practice field in the upstate. Panthers move. Charlotte Mayer must be so proud. Worthless, incompetent stooges. All righty. Do that again, Charles. That was really good. That was very impressive. On the practice field, Cowboys have a glass-enclosed swimming pool and sun deck on one end of the field. high-end tickets. Another person saying, lots of money going out of Spartanburg and going to York and South Carolina. Taxpayers supposed to celebrate being told to bend over and grab their ankles? No, thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Another person says, no taxpayer money for private enterprise. Vince, how about we take the money to be spent on the practice facility and use it to educate Southerners? Isn't South Carolina ranked number 49? Wow. Hundreds of acres near Carowinds on the state line considered in the early days. The Panthers could have really been the Carolina Panthers and had acres of parking. And that was not their choice. Hashtag not no taxpayer dollars for Panthers. All righty. It'll be interesting to hear the politicians weigh in on this because it's just a matter of time before they will have to speak out in one way or the other. They're going to have to register some sort of perspective on this. And who's going to be against football? The connection that South Carolina has to this team. We can't just let this be a North Carolina team. It's a Carolina team. Remember that. We'll spend more time on this on the other side. But we need to keep our eyes on three Clinton Foundation whistleblowers. They are going to testify about tax crimes and pay for play. What are we talking about? Sloppy accounting, potential tax fraud, pay to play. Congress is going to take a look at this. Three whistleblowers have come forward and agreed to testify, one of whom secretly submitted 6,000 pages of documents to the FBI and the IRS. They submitted this last year, last August. All three who've submitted various documents to congressional investigators. Mark Meadows, our friend congressman in Western North Carolina, told Fox News these three whistleblowers have spent the past 2 years investigating the Clinton Foundation and have explosive allegations, which they will share today on Capitol Hill. Won't this be interesting? Mark Meadows says, I think for the American people, they want to bring some closure, not just a few sound bites. So we're going to have a hearing, not only covering some of those 6,000 pages, but hearing directly from three whistleblowers that have actually spent the majority of the last 2 years investigating this. So where is this going to go? We'll talk more about this and get your thoughts as we head into hour number two of our broadcast. Stay with us.